The early stages of the COVID-19 pandemic, with complexities related to online access and applications like Zoom and Teams becoming indispensable, may seem like a distant memory for some employed British Columbians. When research company and Glacier Media queried the province's workforce earlier this month, we found a severe age gap between those who have abandoned the home office and those who have continued to fulfill their duties without having to commute. Many of British Columbia's pandemic home workers have maintained their habits. About a third, 32%, up 1 point since October 2022, say they are currently working 5 days a week from home, while 19%, down 6 points, do so 3 or 4 times a week. Another third, 32%, unchanged, can labor from home once or twice a week, while 17%, up 6 points, are at the office every day. Southern BC is leading the way in making sure that employees are back at the office full-time. In this region, 31% of British Columbia's pandemic home workers are no longer allowed to labor from home. The proportion is smaller in northern BC, 27%, the Fraser Valley, 25%, and Vancouver Island, 24%. In Metro Vancouver, only 11% of British Columbia's pandemic home workers are now always at the office, the lowest of all regions, and 36% are staying at home 5 days a week, the highest of all regions. More than 3 in 5 of British Columbia's pandemic home workers, 63%, unchanged, say they are happy with their current arrangements to labor from home. This leaves 14% who are working from home more often than they would like to, down 5 points, and 23%, up 5 points, who yearn for more time away from the office. With a low unemployment rate and plenty of opportunities available, BC's pandemic home workers are considering other options. Practically 1 in 5, 19%, say they have left a job because their company did not allow them to work from home as often as they wanted. The province's youngest pandemic home workers are particularly adventurous, with 39% saying they have switched jobs since the start of the pandemic because of unsuitable work-from-home arrangements. The proportions are paltry among their counterparts aged 35 to 54, 9%, and aged 55 and over, 2%. More than half of BC's pandemic home workers are taking a cautious approach when it comes to home offices. More than half, 55%, say they are very likely, or moderately likely, to seek a different job if their current company does not allow them to work from home as much as they want. As expected, the generational breakdowns are staggering. Only 27% of pandemic home workers aged 55 and over are open to exploring new gigs, compared with 52% of those aged 35 to 54 and 73% of those aged 18 to 34. This should be a particularly worrying statistic for human resources departments across the province. More than 7 in 10 young employees who labored from home during the pandemic would have no problem walking away if a company granted them more time at home. The appetite remains stable for exploring work-from-home options that would entail reporting to someone in the same metropolitan area, 64%, down 2 points, the same province, 58%, down 1 point, and a different province, 46%, up 1 point. In each of these instances, young pandemic home workers are significantly more enthusiastic than their older counterparts. It has been said repeatedly that COVID-19 would be a game changer. On the topic of labor, there is a generation that has clearly developed a taste for the home office. Many British Columbians aged 18 to 34 who had to juggle home life with work commitments thoroughly enjoyed the experience. Practically 2 in 5 have already changed jobs, and more than half would not have a problem quitting their current one, if a chance to recreate the balance that the pandemic brought to their lives presented itself. Mario Canseco is president of Research Co. Results are based on an online study conducted from July 3 to July 8, 2023, among 1,000 adults who work in British Columbia, including 492 who worked from home during the COVID-19 pandemic. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points for all workers and plus or minus 4.4 percentage points for home workers, 19 times out of 20.